Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Every Day. This is episode number 152, and we have a fantastic show for you today. It's called What If? Have you ever worried? Well, I'm thinking of a song, Jeff.
Oh, no.
And you know how it goes. Come on.
5 seconds I've never hit in my life.
But it says, don't worry, be happy. Well, there's something right about that song. And I'll tell you what, how can we ever get to the place where we no longer worry, but instead we are happy and we're filled with the joy of the Lord? These are just some of the things we're going to talk about on this show. But we want to give a special shout out today.
That's right. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, Jeff.
It's a great day. We get to celebrate fathers this weekend. We get to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who have given so much of themselves to their kids. We salute you. We say Happy Father's Day. And to all the moms who are filling the role of father, you've stepped up. You've taken a huge challenge. And we want to say Happy Father's Day to you as well.
God bless you.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day, episode 152. So glad to have you here. I'm Jeff Weston.
And I'm Lawrence Cruz.
It's going to be one of those shows, isn't it?
Yes, I think it might be.
Good start. All right. So glad to have you here with us. If you're just checking in for the first time, maybe you're watching us on cable, KBBB in California, television for the high desert. Maybe you're watching us online. You can check out our past episodes. You find them all on our website, on our Facebook page, on YouTube, basically any on-demand player, you can get it. And if you've got maybe a Kodi or a Roku, uh-huh. You can add us to your player so you can pull us up whenever
That's
we add
like
a new episode.
Is that like a T-Rex?
Yeah,
is that
not
a
quite.
T-Rex?
Not quite. All right, clearly we're going to have some fun today.
Well, whatever you want to call it, at any rate. Right.
So what do we got going on today?
Hey, have you ever worried? Yeah.
All the time.
I think we might call the episode today, What If? You know, it was asked me, what if, Jeff, we considered taking the worry, can I just make it personal, like that I'm so good at doing, like I've done too much of it is what I'm trying to say, and what if this doesn't work, like what if something goes south? Okay, here's a question. What if we actually anticipated that things were not going to go bad, but things actually went well?
Okay. All right. So it's a different spin on it.
It's a whole different spin on it. And what a difference it makes in how we go through the day, in how we approach people, in the joy we have inside, and yeah, I think it makes a huge difference.
I think so. And when I think about the what if question, probably the biggest what if I've ever had is, what if I'm not going to be a great father? And wow. I struggled with that when my wife and I found out that we were going to have our first child. Like, I'm going, oh my goodness, God, what have you done? Do you even have a clue? Like, I don't trust me to be a good adult, let alone to be a great parent. And what if I really mess this up?
Yeah.
What if I just don't get what it means to be a parent? What am I going to do? Am I going to ruin this little child? And what if I just need to look at my wife and say, it's all you? And how is she going to deal with me? Because it's the fear of the unknown.
Oh, that's real, man.
And so I think for myself, that was probably the biggest what if I ever had to overcome.
You know, I relate to that. You remind me of, I have three children, and the youngest is 17 now, so we're just embarking on a whole change of that potential empty nest, you know. Yeah. Try not to woohoo too much. No.
Right.
So I remember our firstborn son, his name is Jonathan, same thing, you know, and I'm putting him to bed one night, and he's there, he's sleeping away, and man, something stirs, right? You see your little man there, and my heart is just melting, and I love him so much. And I remember saying, God, how do I pray for Jonathan. Like, I felt so inadequate, Jeff.
Yeah.
I felt so inadequate what to do. But God met me that night.
Okay.
He came into that room and he comforted me. And I was crying out to God. I said, God, I don't even know how to bless my son. And he very specifically said, Lawrence, just pray that my will be accomplished in the life of your son.
Wow.
And I'm telling you what, Jeff, it was something again that changed me. I didn't know. I was broken. I was lost. I mean, it was a tender moment. And I just felt like you were saying, I felt so overwhelmed. And you know why? Because I was like, right. I don't have what it takes.
Right.
And God was telling me something, Lawrence, you don't have to have what it takes. If you put your trust in me and let me do it and you cooperate with me, you watch what I will do. I'll use you. You'll get to be part of it, but I'll do things in you and through you that you never even imagined.
Right. You know, and that kind of relates to what we covered last week with giving God your yes. It's just saying, God, you've got this under control. I'm going to let you have it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, I mean, with all these what if questions, and we live in a society of what if. And I think the what if and the doubt is a major factor in how society moves forward today. I mean, what if I don't get that job?
Wow.
What if cancer comes back? What if my kids don't serve the Lord? All these what if questions that we keep asking that in a lot of cases paralyzes us.
Oh, man.
And we can't move forward because we're paralyzed by this fear of I don't want to move forward because what if I fall flat on my face? What if that happens? And, you know, there's a scripture. It's in Luke 12. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? And that very little thing is not worrying. If you can't not worry, how are you going to deal with the rest of it?
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's red letter. It's Jesus' words in Luke saying, don't worry about it. Like, it's not worth worrying. And so that goes to your point at the beginning. What if we switch the topic? What if it was, instead of what if, the negative?
Yeah.
What about what if the positive?
Yeah, but Jeff, I'm so scared. What if I ask her and she says no? You're
been
welcome,
there.
Guy. Right? What are we going to do? This is a very real possibility. What right. if that bully doesn't stop, like, you know, getting after my kids?
Right.
And then there's a secondary issue about how you want to get after that bully, and then you have to say sorry for those feelings, right?
That's right.
And
yes.
So Philippians 4 is another chapter in God's Word that speaks directly to us all.
Okay.
And in verse 6, you know what it says? Don't worry.
Right.
And I love it. I've learned, I used to think, like in my young days, that it was this, you know, almost like a commanding imperative. It is an imperative and it is an injunction and it's a, you know, hey, don't do this. But I've learned that it's such a loving thing from our
yes.
God.
Yes.
And so, Lawrence, I'm talking to you about worry in the Bible. You mentioned in Luke. It's also recorded in Matthew 6. Philippians 4 says, don't worry. You know why God says that? Because he knows us.
Right.
He knows how easy it is for me. I can make it about me and maybe you relate. Like, I know better, and yet I still find myself worrying sometimes. And I don't need to, and yet sometimes I do, and I find myself like, what if it goes south?
Right.
But Lawrence, you don't have to do it because, as you were saying, what? There's another possibility, isn't
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely.
There's another way to look at this.
And it's all about asking God. And so, I mean, what you just mentioned there in the scripture is, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And that right there is the answer to not having to worry. It's giving it to God and saying, okay, God, what are you going to do? What if you take care of this situation that I'm worrying about? And what if your plan is something good?
Yeah.
But how are you going to know if you don't talk to him? And that's the simple concept of praying.
And there you go. Well, okay, so God says to us in this verse, hey, Lawrence, and the rest of the Christian body, okay, all of us, right? Yeah. Hey, Lawrence, don't worry, but by prayer, present your request to God. Like, you mean I don't have to deny it? No, that's right. I can tell God, hey, God, I'm angry at that bully.
Right.
Lord, I'm scared about not having enough money. I'm scared that cancer might take me out and then my kids are going to be left fatherless. I'm scared about my job security. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on. And yet God says, okay, hey, come on in, sit down, tell me about it.
Right.
Tell me about all of these things. Talk to me about what it is that's a concern in your heart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I've heard you. And then God goes on to say, you know what I would love for my children not to ever have to do again is worry. Do you know I was taught, Jeff, that if I'm capable of worrying, I'm also capable of trusting. If I have the ability to doubt about it, then that's the same place in me if I switch it over, like you've been saying, the what if, and we turn it positive, I'm actually able to say, well, what if God came through and did a great work here?
Right.
What a difference that makes to approach life instead of with a doubt-filled question, but a faith-filled question. Same question, what if, but one that's filled with belief that God, who's on our side, he'll do everything that he needs to do for his glory in us and through our situation.
Oh my goodness, that's a golden nugget right there.
I think that's a great thing for us to consider. Tell you what, stay right with us. Listen to a word from our sponsors, and we're gonna be back. And we're going to be talking about what if God comes through for us.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. This is New Every Day. And today we are talking about don't worry. What if? And while we're on break, I was saying to Lawrence, I want to talk about David. When I think of all the scriptures in the Bible of the what if moment, I think of that classic story of David and Goliath.
Okay, something's cooking in you here, and I love this.
You've got this little shepherd kid who's out there tending to the fields. There's this massive war going on where the entire Israelite army is shaking in their boots because you've got this massive guy who comes out every day spitting on them, insulting on them. And so his David's father says, hey, go check on your brothers. See how they're doing. Take them this cheese, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the battlefield and he hears Goliath out there just absolutely cursing the name of God and cursing the Israelites.
Oh.
And he goes to the battle line. He's like, guys, seriously, you're putting up with this? You are the army of God. This is, you are the Israelites. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And they're going,
they were stuck in the what if on the negative side.
Exactly. They're all going, what if I'm the one who goes out there? Because the challenge is one-on-one combat, and whoever wins everything.
Right.
Winner take all.
Right.
And you've got the entire army going, what if I'm the guy who loses? And
right.
They're paralyzed with fear. And then you've got David who's going, what if God's on our side? And he goes, I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because he is on our side.
Watch what God can do, boys. And he walks out there, picks up his stones, his sling. He's got nothing else to protect him. He threw off Saul's armor because it just wasn't natural
for
him.
But I'll do be like one of the brothers. Yeah, but who do you think you are, you little punk?
Right.
Don't you know I'm the king of what if on the dark side?
That's right.
Have you ever noticed there's always someone who wants to reign on the party? Like,
absolutely.
Right? And I've been that guy. Like, Les, I'm not throwing stones here, pardon me, David. Thank you, friend. Listen, I've been at too many occasions, even in my own life. But it just seems like when we want to go forward, maybe someone's going to nip at our heels and say, you can't, but what should we do? You
know? Well, exactly. And in this case, David goes, God's on my side. I don't have to worry about losing because I know God's got my back. And he even goes out there, meets Goliath on the line and says, God is going to deliver the Philistines into our hands.
Right.
So throws a stone, knocks out Goliath, chops his head off, and Bob's your uncle, that's the end of the story. But there was no, what if I lose? What if this guy absolutely cleans my clock? David walks out there and goes, I don't have to worry, because God's got my back. And that is the absolute biggest non-what-if faith story I can think of in the Bible. It's like, can you not worry that way?
That's an amazing story. Okay, that's right on. Do you know I read a book this year about this story?
Oh, okay.
About David and Goliath. And you know who it was that made that stone go right into the forehead of that giant? It was God himself.
Yep.
And you know, there's times where I used to think I'd go to this rally and get all pumped up and amped up and say, I can do this and I can do this and I'm going to get the right stones. And that wasn't what it was about at all.
Definitely not.
It was about being involved. Oh, yeah. And David did show up to the battle. But if it wasn't God there with him, then he wouldn't have won it. But that's the whole point. God was there with him. And because God was with him, that's why he won the battle.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about what if. And what if today, you and I, we decided not to what if and then go on the south side, on the, the negative. What if this is going to go bad? But Jeff, what if, like David, we said, I'm going to trust in God and he's going to see me through. What if the cancer never does come back? I want to speak to someone and you worry every time the sun comes out and you see something on your nose again because you had skin cancer and that fear comes. I speak peace to you in Jesus' name. And the same God who took Goliath down because of a young man who had faith to trust in him is the same God. Even when you and I say, God, I'm going to trust that cancer will never come back again. What if my God preserves me? I believe that when we recklessly like abandon ourselves to belief in who he is, that he will show himself strong in our lives.
Love it.
What if we never lose our job? What if we get a favor from our supervisor who says, you're doing such a great job, I want to put you in charge of more? Boy, that sounds like another Bible story, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And because you've been faithful here, let me give you more. And by the way, that pays you a little bit more. And you're not in it for the money, but without even asking, you get, what if God did that for you? What if that bully that's bothering your kids and it's keeping you up late at night, what if God came in and brought someone to protect your son or protect your daughter or gave your son or your daughter a boldness or moved the bully away and you could still be that Christian person you long to be with grace and kindness and love, but God supernaturally took care of the situation? What if our God did that, Jeff? Oh my goodness, how exciting. What else did we say? What if I keep my job? Guys, what if she says yes? Jeff knows how that feels. Come on.
I do. I was sweating that day. Let me tell you, when she said yes, huge load off the back. And what I love about this is we've got the scripture in Romans 15:3.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
May the God of hope fill you with hope. Joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what this is about. If you don't get stuck in the what if from the negative side and you flip to the what if in the positive side, there's the joy and the hope and the peace that God goes, we just cover you in that.
Yeah.
And the what could he do in your life when you're walking in hope and peace and joy and you don't doubt and you're going, God's got my back.
Yeah.
Like, what if that was the case?
What if? And that's exactly where we want to land. Not just today, but each and every other day. Oh, God says to me and to you, hey, don't worry. Don't be anxious for anything. And he tells us that because he knows our frailty. He knows that we can do this. And even some of us are good at it. But the good news is he lovingly says to us, hey, you don't have to live on the what if it goes bad. What if I came through for you? What if I did exceedingly abundantly, above and beyond and more than you can even ask for? Oh my goodness, imagine, doesn't it, even saying it, I'll tell you, it excites us. There's a change in the atmosphere when we look forward, anticipating that our mighty, powerful, gentle, loving God is there advocating for us on our behalf in every situation. What if my children serve the Lord with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their mind, with all of their strength? How does that make you feel?
I got chills.
Yeah.
I'm picturing my kids as you're right. saying this, and it's just, oh, it's so good. As a father, that is the cry of my heart. And every day, my wife and I are regularly with our kids, teaching them about the goodness of God and faithfulness. And it's so amazing watching them grow in their faith. And, you know, when going back to what I was saying at the beginning about, like, what if I can't do this as a father? And one of those questions is, what if I fail at bringing them up spiritually? And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I say or do. God's got them in his hands. And I can give them all the instruction in the world. I could do the best job in the world. But that's beyond my control. God has a path set out for them, and I just trust him. And so I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm faithful with the gift of the children that he's given me, and I honor God as a parent, and I just say, God, they're yours. I have them for a short time, and I'm going to instruct them in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart.
Oh,
and I believe that.
Come on,
and I live that in faith and not worrying, what if they actually don't live the way they're supposed to. I just, I'm doing what the Bible says. Instruct them the way they go, and they will not depart from it. So, done.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. Well, I wonder, what situation is it that you've got right now? You know it. You're like me, and you've been worrying about something. What's one thing that comes to your mind right now? Jeff and I would like to encourage you to do something. Why don't you get a piece of paper. We want you to write that one thing that you've been worrying about. And then in front of it, say, what if, you can talk about the thing you've been worrying about. And at the end of it, what if God comes through? He's faithful. And you know he longs to. You know him. You could believe in him to do that for so many others, and yet for your own. I'm encouraging you, can I even say this, even to challenge you? Write it down. What if God, dot, 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 and then you fill in what it is that you want your God to do. Well, for David, we know what he wants. What if that giant came tumbling down? And that's exactly what happened. Well, what if your giant came tumbling down? Would you do that? Would you, by faith, get a piece of paper, just one thing that you've been worrying about, write it down, and write it, what if, and then by faith, with a faith-filled question, write down what's going to happen when God comes through. Oh, isn't that great?
So good. So good. I love it. Thanks so much for joining us again. This is New Every Day. You can catch us next week, KVBB, Television for the High Desert, 6 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. And you can catch us on demand Fridays. We'll be up. You can catch us YouTube, Cody, Flex, Facebook, all those places. I mentioned it already.
Ravens, doves, homing pigeons. Exactly. That's right.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Weston.
I'm Lawrence Kreese.
See ya.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.